This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella like to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
That's right. We're here. It's Drag Her. It's a podcast. It's the only one of its kind that talks about Drag Race, the phenomenon that refuses to keep growing. Much like The Thing, Drag Race is metastasizing at an alarming rate that we cannot control. And thankfully, I have the most funnest person to talk it with me. Because today, we're going to kind of talk about Celeb Drag Race and the UK 4 premiere. Wow, what a dream. Giving you multiple franchises. We did research. We deserve your praise. I'm Manu Agapian, and I'm joined by writer, actor, comedian, wonderful gay, smart gay, Elliot Glazer.
Smart gay. That's smart my brand.
Gay TM. You better trademark that shit. I feel like you're a smart gay.
That's so funny. It's hard to figure out what my gay brand is, but like the more I meet people who are, especially I guess straight people who don't really understand it, the more they're like,
God, they're boring.
They're like confused by it, and
yeah,
honestly, I'm confused by it, but like at least you have a word for it.
I think that's we're circling the drain here in a good way, because like it's like that weird thing where like you feel very much part of the queer community, but you also feel estranged.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. 100%. And it's like it's a very hard line to toe, especially when it's like something like Drag Race is so fun and, you know, has such broad appeal, but it's also niche and can also be subversive. And so there's so many elements to it that I find that even I, like as a viewer or like somebody who like enjoys watching the show, it's like sometimes I'm like, oh, that's such an easy joke. Then other times I'm like, oh my God, that's so referential and smart and subversive. And so it's kind of like represents the community for me.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And sometimes, to that point, sometimes it's so driven by classic beauty standards. You know what I mean? Sometimes she's fucking skinny and everyone's coming. Yeah. And then sometimes it's like, wow, wait, the freak is actually getting the spotlight right now.
100%. Like the fact that like someone like Silky Nutmeg Ganache is like really, you know, a big girl and will say as much. And the show treats her without pretending that she's not big. They don't treat it like it's a bad thing.
Yeah,
she just is, and that's
I think about
so
Jinx
subversive.
Too. It's like Jinx, 100%. You know, this was a big year. I literally for the queer community, I'm like, this is good. I have said it before. I'll say it again. I think weird gay is the future. I don't know what.
I think Rue has
means.
Always liked the weird gay though.
Absolutely.
And isn't that weird that like that despite loving the weird gay, the show, I think, still has the ability to propagate a community where it's like, you know, death drops, please. And like, you know,
yes,
be a
and
bitch.
Skinny, please. Skinny, skinny, skinny.
Cunt, yeah.
We're never not going to have that influence, because I think fashion is so soiled by thinness. But I don't know.
I feel like things are changing, but I do think there's something unique. There's something telling about the fact that aside from what Lawrence Chaney, there really hasn't been, I guess, a bigger girl who's won.
No, there really has not. There really has not. I mean,
which is insane.
Maybe one on Drag Race Thailand, Natalia Pliakam. But yeah, no, it's trash. It's kind of trash.
It's just very odd. It's telling and it's odd it's, and it's and it's It's bizarre. It is bizarre.
We like our heroes attractive. I mean, look at the superheroes. I'm just saying, societally, we like our heroes attractive.
Yes. You know? But on Drag Race, there's room. There's definitely room for, you know, variety. But yeah, it is just the fact there has been no like big girl winner, even though that's like a part of the vocabulary of the fandom. The big girl is strange.
Well, I mean, and it'll come up in our UK 4 talk, but like the big girls in this season, to me, are set up for failure. Like,
yeah, look at the first episode. I knew like going in, I was like, uh-oh.
Absolutely. Even the way they were editing her, she's like, okay, I'm sad and I don't feel like I'm part of the group. And I was like, okay, damn, she's
dead. Here we go. Yeah.
She's damn. Beware the Ides of May.
See, you're the smart gay.
No. I make one reference. Come on. So
it's from a book. It's from a book.
It's from a book. Very smart.
You read books.
Okay. We're talking celeb drag race. I know we're wrapping up. I don't know how much people care. A lot of the queer community has said we don't give a fuck. And I salute you. I salute your truth. But we're watching it, and this week was it was an okay episode, I would say, of celeb drag race.
I'll tell you, like, I'm not like a, it's not, I wouldn't consider myself a Drag Race super fan. Like, I like the, it's kind of like, I'm trying to think of like a good, like, food or like food chain that's symbolic of like my taste for the franchise, which is like, I like the original recipe. Uh-huh. And I don't really veer too far off. I have no interest in the show if Rue is not hosting. And I liked the UK, and I've always liked the UK, but I stopped watching after the first season because quite honestly, I can't, it's very hard for me to be attached to it if there's no big prize. It just feels like the stakes are lower. And that's so cheesy sounding and it's so lame, but in all honesty, it's kind of like it is the truth for me. Like I love the original show. I stick with the original show, but I don't watch any other franchise. Canada bores me, even though I know a lot of the contestants are amazing.
You'd hate Down Under then.
I'm sure I would hate it.
It's terrible.
I tried it, but I gave up. But Celebrity Drag Race, the first two, I mean, I think I watched one episode and was like, nope, not for me. Mm-hmm. This reimagining of it and the format, I find so fun.
I genuinely think it's like the effort they put into it, the production sparkle, like it's all there.
It's so fun.
I'm trying to figure out if it's not, whatever. I hope it does well. And I hope they do many more of these, but like, is it not doing well because the queer community is simply fatigued of Friday drag race or what?
Is it like a data driven thing that it really isn't doing well? Or is it just like a general read of the community that people don't care?
I think it's a general read. I hear a lot of shit talking, but I also noticed, which I thought was suspicious, that they used to be hour long episodes and the past two episodes have been 40 minute episodes.
Oh, wow.
And I can't tell if that was always the plan or if they were like, guys, cut it down. It's like we're not getting like if VH1, which you know they're a big data driven company, was like we're cutting it back to an hour. No one's watching 90 minute episodes.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense. I mean, I will say that quite honestly, like even enjoying the show a lot, I happen to skip through a lot of the preamble.
These 40 minute episodes have been markedly better to me.
Yeah, but I still don't. Yeah, and I don't need to watch. You know, I don't need to watch Tatiana Ali like brainstorm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so excited to watch her number and like, you know, a little and the judging. But like, I don't need the backstory. I know who AJ. I know who the Backstreet Boy is, and he's fantastic. Yes. But I don't need
he's very good.
Thing. Yeah, I don't need the lead up that much.
Yeah, someone made a good point. I think it was Kara who, by the way, connected us. I mean, obviously we've known each other for years, but Kara was like, "Hey, by the way, I think Elliot's watching." Yeah. And I was like, "What? No one's watching."
Yeah, literally last weekend, she's like, "You watch?" And I was like, "Yeah, I actually really enjoy it." She's like, "Okay, I got to tell Mono."
I was immediately like, "Yes, thank you, God." Yeah. She made the really good point of like, you know, we watch drag to watch our freaks become stars.
Yeah.
And this is stars becoming other kinds of stars.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're right. There is a pageantry to it that I think I actually enjoy the pageantry. I don't really want to see the queens be these like tutors and like mentors. It's just, it's not really, I don't find it exciting and it feels fake. Like they're sort of TV. They're like presenters, which is a little strange to me. Yeah. And I mean, like, get that check, make that money. But at the same time, there's something just a little, it feels very forced. And that's, I think that might be why I skipped through the through that stuff. I don't want to see Monet like reading things off a teleprompter. It's just not fun for me.
No need.
But my friend Michael did, I think, almost all of Jujubee's looks. He's a designer.
Amazing.
H. Allen Scott's boyfriend, Michael Brambilla, does.
Okay.
Yeah, he does. Like, I mean, honestly, he's a fashion designer in completely in his own right. But the drag race world is so profitable at this point that he doesn't. I don't even think he has time for other clients. He is constantly making looks for famous queens, and that takes up, I think, I would say, all of his business. And it's to your point. It's like, it's just so strong.
Jujubee has looked awesome this whole season. So snap, snap, snap on that.
I'm just can't get my eyes off of Brooke because I'm like, what? Like, she looks great. I'm just like, you look so different. And I can't figure out what's been done.
Everything. In short, she showed up at a doctor's office and said, looked at the menu and said, I'll take it.
I'll take all of it. Yeah. I'll take it.
It's fascinating. One, please.
She looks great. I'm just like, who is that?
I know. I mean, look, I mourn it.
It's not a judgment, but...
Oh, I'm being judgmental. No, I mean, I liked her boy face a little bit more in the past, but again, it's not my business. She doesn't give a shit at what I think about her face.
Yeah. It's just interesting to look. It's just interesting to look at her face.
Yeah. So let's talk the snatch game.
Sure.
It was not very good. Erika Jayne. I liked Erika Jayne. That was smart to me.
Right. It was a smart move. It's like broad appeal, like gay camp, like right in the center of the Venn diagram. But I thought Eartha Kitt, Tatiana certainly tried. She gave it a shot.
It wasn't like torturous, but I'm surprised because she goes so hard that she didn't go harder.
And she is an actor, so you would think that maybe she would try a little harder. Whereas with AJ doing David Bowie, it was like,
knew it was going to be bad.
Yeah, and also, you know, there's that old rule where it's like, if you don't know the character, then like make up your own and go weird.
Uh-huh,
and he didn't do that enough.
He chose like a quiet British take on it, which...
Yeah. Hey, listen, I guess it's close to the real thing, but at the same time, like...
It's hard to make funny.
You got to amp it up if you want to make it funny.
Yeah, I don't know. It was funny. I think he was drowning before it started, and that's fine.
He redeemed himself. I don't know about you, but I've been like... gobsmacked by from day one. I just can't take my eyes off of him.
I think he's doing so good. Yeah, I think he does so well. And it's like, obviously, like, there's queer voices in the community being like, oh, good, a straight guy's doing well.
But that's the point. That's like what is so interesting about the show is that it's like, it's not just, look at this. I mean, look at the panel. It's that from this week, two gay guys, one straight guy and one straight woman of color. Like, that's interesting to me. That's what makes this, show, not the first two seasons, interesting, is that they're like really giving different people the chance to define what drag is and how it literally applies to these people. That I find really fascinating.
I do too. I genuinely enjoy it. You know, I've been rewatching Drag U. Oh my God, Drag U is back on WOW Presents Plus. I genuinely love it.
What was that show? I don't remember.
Drag U, I think Drag U might be better than this. Because Drag U is just more like three people who are down and out in some way need a drag makeover to reclaim some power in their life.
I see.
And I don't know. It also is just like an earlier time in reality TV when people were assholes to each other. So it's just a little bit rawer.
Is it weird to say that that feels a little before its time? Like that this concept
it
of
was
like,
before its time. Yeah, just a little bit where people didn't really care as much. Like the popularity of Queer Eye was, I guess, I don't know. I just think it didn't know it didn't find its audience. But now I go back and watch it. I'm like, this is delightful.
Well, and to your point about reality TV being cattier in the past, I think the one thing that I have found somewhat frustrating about, I don't know if I would find it frustrating fully, but like, I guess odd or at least significant about this and about the last season of All Stars is the way they avoid criticism when they're criticizing is just a very odd turn where it's like, listen, I mean, being positive is great, but like, and no one's looking for like, a battle to the finish, but like, I don't know, it's a pageant, and there's art, and it's all subjective. And the reason that I think it has always been interesting to watch is that as somebody who doesn't do drag and who sees it as being like really impressive, but so out of my realm, I'm so fascinated by people who have a closer relationship to it, being able to say what works or what doesn't, or why something was a good call or a bad call. Cause I feel like I don't know, but also it's not my place to be like, you know, she didn't serve or whatever. I don't feel right doing it. I feel like I'm homophobic.
That is interesting. I've been trying to wrap my brain around this notion too of like, we're queer community, we're not nice. I'm trying to figure that out.
And I've talked about it on this podcast before, mm-hmm. where I think the first time I did it, I think I said to you like how I felt uncomfortable criticizing them. Even though it's like the point of the show is to be criticized and evaluated, I'm so in awe of like what they do and how many talents they can sort of wrap into one package that doesn't even necessarily pay well. That I'm like,
I know.
I feel like it's out of my purview to say that somebody did something right or wrong. But you know, ultimately, after all this time, you can, as a fan, I think clock where they're gonna go with a criticism or not, and to fully take that away is very odd.
Yeah.
It's probably from a good place, but it's odd.
It is very strange. It's become the community sports, and we all know that sports fans are unqualified commenters on the art form.
Right. But this feels like it's like a version of like, you know, everyone's like, you're the most special, you know, which is, I mean, again, I don't know if it's a good or bad thing. I just think it's just a very strange direction to take. But I guess if anything, it sort of feeds off of the like, I guess the show, especially, you know, Celebrity Drag Race has the same sort of sheen as The Masked Singer, which I have said from the beginning, you know, I watched the first, you know, the first season of it baffled because, in that scenario, like the competition, the rules of the competition are, I don't know who you are. I'm going to hear you sing, even though you're not necessarily a singer. And then I'm not going to criticize you, even though you might not necessarily be a singer. And I'm also going to guess who you are based on nothing, like a video pack. Like all of it made no sense. And yet they were wildly positive, even though it was like, what are you being positive about? We don't know that that's like Nick Cannon or they, you know, the rules of the game made no sense.
Of positivity. I think it's a weird thing where it's like, we need to be gracious to our celebrities who agreed to come do our ridiculous show where we put lips on their heads. And you know what I mean? Like, I think that's part of the problem is like, we're going to make this a nice time for you.
Yes, but that doesn't explain the uber positivity of All Stars where they didn't offer criticism to the queens in a format that they of their own creation.
Where apparently criticism, they did, and then they edited it out.
Is that right?
That's what I heard from the divas. Oh,
that's so fascinating. Wow, that would be a lot. That's a big editing job.
Are we a post-pandemic drag race? is drag race post-pandemic now where it's just like, we just want to feel good. We just want to feel nice. No more criticisms.
Yeah. I guess it's okay. I mean, I don't know. It certainly makes it a little less exciting. Makes the stakes a little lower. And not that you want to see somebody be fucking roasted, but like it feels a little less subjective.
Yeah.
Which I think, but at the same time, look at us knowing like an episode one of UK, like, yep, that person's out. Like that queen is going to be out. We just know, you just know. And it's not even from them being mean to her. You just kind of get the vibe.
Which is also a production trick, which we'll get into. So let's quickly chirp and burp these. And I mean, quickly, you and I of course, Miss Chick LaFay. Uh-huh. I don't think this is a great song choice. I don't think it's great.
Which okay. Which one was this again?
This was the piano dress. I just don't love this song either, really.
And I guess I actually do like the song, but I was like, I guess I would have it didn't seem like there was like a very strong concept to it. Mm-hmm. And the song itself feels so like honky tonk bar, and this was like, is she going for a Vegas thing? And then it didn't seem to be like she was going much for anything.
Yeah, it was kind of you're right, it was kind of a medley.
Yeah, it felt sort of empty to me.
I think honky tonk maybe would have been a stronger direction for the art and the dress.
I would think like honky tonk piano and like a saloon or some shit, you know?
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, Bad Romance, Thirsty Von Trapp, classic Gaga, What We Want.
Yeah, not only was she like super fun to watch, it was fascinating to see that she made it really work, even though the song and the vibe is supposed to be at sort of about being like ugly. Like, at least, you know, Gaga originally made it like finding beauty in being sort of ugly and weird and alien. And like, she made it work here, even though she also looked gorgeous.
Totally.
She's really pretty.
She's really pretty. She knows how to walk. She's great. It's really a great week for her to show up and win at the finale.
And you could tell it wasn't just like an edit. Like, this seemed like she really, really, I mean, it's an old trope, but like, listen, she really brought it. And this was her week, as they say.
As they say. Okay, we're going to wrap up this conversation real quick. But first, silence, Elliot. I feel like taking a break. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door, and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. My break. Oh my God. We're back talking Celeb Drag Race. And I guess we can kind of talk about Chakra 7's performance.
I thought it's weird. Tatiana Ali is like such a consummate performer.
I know.
And I love the vibe. I mean, I guess it felt a little lesser than the past few weeks.
Since I agree.
Like, she was doing as much work, I guess.
It felt like she had an injury. Like, right. Yeah, I was like,
but she looks beautiful.
She looks great. I thought, there could have been a stronger tie to the source, right? It's paparazzi. Where's the cameraman?
Right. I guess that's sort of like, I guess when I think of the song, I think of the video. You think of the concept of paparazzi. You think of her VMA performance where she was like, I think that was the one where she was like hanging, yes, bloody and dead. Like,
absolutely.
This seemed like a sort of postmodern, like Victorian era thing.
Yeah. That was what the fuck is she reaching for? What are you reaching for?
But I thought she looked pretty, but yeah, I was surprised that it felt a little, like you said, like she was injured.
Yeah. Why did she win this week? I don't know. Very goofy.
Well, she didn't win, right?
I think she won this week.
No, she was safe.
Oh, you're right. Thirsty one.
Yeah. Thirsty one. Cause she brought it.
But yeah, I probably would have put Chakra in the bottom. But again, we want to see her. She's a very talented performer. I just don't know if she was safe.
Well, yeah. But Poppy Love, I think Poppy Love should not have been in the bottom.
No, not at all. It felt like that felt very production-y. They were just like trying to like, I don't know, just make it all feel more even. Because I guarantee next week someone's be like, we've all won 2 times. And it's anyone's game.
Right.
They love that shit.
Yeah. But Poppy Love, she is so good.
She's so good at choreography.
So good. So like with the audience. And so like, she's so enticing to watch. Just, I mean, I guess we shouldn't be surprised that, you know,
that she knows was how to a Backstreet perform. Boy.
But the coolest thing about her to so me much. That I find really interesting is that she's able to like, you know, they've told her to like femme it up a little bit and sissy her walk, but and she's done it, but it still makes me laugh because she can't really hide the fact that she's like a bro or a Backstreet bro. And so she really mixes a lot of like hyper masculine movements while looking, you know, like being in drag. And I find that like dichotomy super fun.
Oh, yeah. You love Cameron Michaels.
So. I love Cameron Michaels, even though everyone's like, why? But it's like, because she's, I mean, honestly, that's all about dancing. I'm obsessed with watching dancing. And
that reminds me of a Cameron Michaels, like androgynous, a little fierce, a little feminine, a little mask.
Yes, I think I just think there's something really fascinating about that. And that's just my taste. But yeah.
Yeah. And I get it. Look, I'll never take anything away from Cameron Michaels. She's fan fucking tastic.
Well, she seems like I don't know. The vibe is apparently she's the kindest person, I guess.
I saw her at Zara and I was starstruck.
Yes,
the crocodile tears, right? Where she was like, "I was humiliated by being a lip sync assassin." That moment, if you remember
I don't remember that, but. What's to be what do you mean? Wait, humiliated for what?
I don't know.
I thought she was kind of like, you know, I didn't see any crocodiles. I just thought it was like, her whole thing was sort of like a being sort of staid and like, you know, not showing much, not showing too many feelings. I felt like
is
her thing, and she just lets it out when, like, the reason that I'm so excited by her is because she was a boring wallflower to me. I didn't know her name. I didn't think anything of her. And then when she had to lip sync the first time, it was like, holy fuck, who is this? And I love that. It's like she went from basic to exciting and then sort of slid back into the shadows. But every time she would lip sync, it was like, oh my God, look at this, like, androgynous gymnast. Yeah. Like, that is what I find really fun.
That's a really fun thing that's happened many times in the show's history, you know, where you're like, whoa, like Dita Ritz. I think of Dita Ritz, right? I think she had that iconic lip sync. Before that, they were just like, what is her skill set? It's like, this is her skill set.
Then they come out and you're like, wait, are you you're a dancer and a gymnast and an athlete?
Right.
So many things at once. And after having hidden in the shadows, that is a triumph that I love to see.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
Even if all my friends are like, you're basic.
Which is why I couldn't believe they didn't just make it a top four this week. I guess I was sad to see Chick LaFay go. I thought she certainly put a lot of effort into this.
Yeah, and she had a couple of really good, you know, performances.
Yeah. I was surprised. I was very surprised. Everyone just make it a fucking top four. Right, they all genuinely seem like they want to stay. Who's
on your money to win?
God, I really think it's Poppy Love or Chakra.
I would put Poppy. I was going to think Poppy, but I don't know. They keep the praise that they give Chakra is so endless that I have a feeling it really could be her or Poppy. But I guess I'm split. I would like to see Poppy because I love that sort of masked femme split.
It's a good story. I'm here for it. I'm also here for a very masked straight person partaking in the drag art, especially when he like is so unironically sincere about being like, I've got to sissy my walk and show my pussy.
It's
like,
so nice. It's hilarious. So endearing to see.
Hilarious.
Yeah. It's Ali Shipp in a non-performative way. He just seems so sincere about it. And I'm like, all for that.
I am too.
But
am
listen, too. Any victory Tatiana Ali can achieve in her life, I'm also here to celebrate.
Bring her back. I don't know where, obviously she's doing well, but why isn't she in more shit?
Remember she had that song called Daydreaming and it was so good?
Oh, sing it for me.
I forget. I don't remember the lyrics. I just remember that it was like, it sampled. I forget all of it, except knowing that, remember that it had a cool sample and that it was very good. That's all I
remember.
I just
wanted to trick you into singing.
I know, and I would have sang it if I remembered the sample.
Daydreaming. Probably that.
That's it.
So let's talk UK4. Let's talk these entrances and general impressions, because we got a lot of UK queens to get through. But generally, we'll talk about their entrances and their runways.
It's its own thing now. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you
off. No, you go.
No, that like entrances to the show are almost like branded content now. It's pretty remarkable.
They're humongous. I mean, people say the look doesn't get judged by, of course, the judges, but
I went back and watched like some earlier seasons and poked around a little bit when during COVID and after the quarantine. And it's so funny how the first few seasons, there are like some people who walk in and they're like, hi, literally like, hi. And it's like, now they have to come in and make their mark.
Yeah, totally. It is so funny that is it. Like, yeah, people, and then people just started saying shit. Yes. I was like, oh, okay. Oh, we're saying stuff. We're saying stuff. Everyone, we're saying stuff now.
Exactly. It's really like a move. But listen, it's fun. It's honestly fun.
And an overproduced entrance is overproduced, hell.
But it's fun.
I just think of India Farah's return.
What would she say?
Oh my God. It was something like, remodeled, remastered, and reimagined. India 2.0 is here. It was like, what the fuck? Shut your mouth.
Hilarious. Oh my God.
It's terrible.
I like that. See, that's why I like Willow. Where am I?
Yeah, Willow, exactly. That it is like, oh my God, we're in the postmodern workroom entrance moment. Like,
truly,
with
where
Jinx
am
saying
I?
Line.
Oh my line. God, Jinx. A line. It's great.
Oh, it's good. It's good. Danny Beard, I enjoyed her very much. It's exciting to see a beardy queen on a RuPaul franchise.
So is she going to have a beard the whole time?
That's a good question. Who knows? They might make her shave and she might go for it. We'll see.
Because like, I feel like there's that whole world of bearded queens who are like fully bearded, whereas her approach is to paint over it, which is interesting.
It is cool to me, or it's like, it's clear to me the artistry is so... I don't know. There's a vision there that I'm buying into.
Well,
it's
she's like, doing like the Gottmik thing and that white face and sort of like, you know, like I don't even. It's like I wouldn't know what reference that
kiss.
Makeup is, but it's
I don't know.
Kiss. Yeah, it's Gottmik and Kiss, and it's really cool. I think I just think that's fascinating.
Yeah, she's
and
giving.
We have her without the beard, but. She's giving Folsom,
She's giving Folsom, which is like apparently happening soon. I think that's happening soon.
I think it's happening now,
Oh, it's happening right now.
Yeah,
okay,
right
great.
Now.
I'll get my dick out. let's see. Who's coming in next? Ah, yes.
Baby.
Great name.
I find her very likable.
So likable. I'm really enjoying this cast as a whole. I'm like, I think this is a strong cast.
Yeah, I think I'm going to keep watching.
Yeah, baby, Londoner, charming, beautiful.
Very charming, very like girl next door in a way where you're like, you just know she's fun.
Oh, yeah.
And she's really pretty.
Smile.
I love her smile. Yeah.
Beautiful smile, beautiful face. I'm excited. Yeah, these girls are cute. I mean, UK, I would say UK never has a problem with charisma.
It's really there in spades, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although I don't understand what a lot of them are saying.
Yes. Oh my God. And the references, I'm just like, oh God, like
no
Mr. Blobby.
Not a clue. And I'm like, you know, it's kind of fun to be like, I have no idea what they're talking about.
Right. So those are, we've chirped those two, just to be clear. Pixie Polite comes in a very interesting furry thing with the red hair. Is this a chirp or a burp?
I guess, I guess kind of like a burp. It's I guess a little bit casual. Honestly though, that jacket is fun. Her jacket's fun. I love a fuzzy jacket. But I guess if we're comparing it to like other queens,
right?
She has a, you know, it's not too subtle. It's more subtle than what she's wearing in her confessional, which is actually a really cool shirt.
She's funny. She's already been funny in the talking head. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, there's a joke she makes in this episode where she's like, I can't remember. She makes a joke about ugly. Like, she looks really ugly, but, and it's very funny. So I hope she does better than she has in this episode.
Very likable.
Very likable. Next, coming in this workroom, we have, of course, the stunning, the gorgeous, the perfect. Oh, right. She has the Brighton curse. Apparently, Brighton girls go home early.
Right.
Okay. We have a thin fashion queen. I think this is Sminty Drop.
Yeah. She's clearly a front runner. I mean, and looks like Aquaria. And she just looks like the one, again, I didn't watch last season, but the one who won, Crystal. Is that her? Crystal?
Yes.
She looks like her. It's that sort of like, okay, this is who like kids follow on, like the queens that are young, that young kids follow on Instagram and are like stands for.
She's a rubber band with excellent makeup. I mean, beautiful. The kids love it.
Yes.
We love it. And I will say, I mean, if I don't remember to say it later, but like I probably would have given her the win this episode because look, she just did the best to me, but I was very happy with who won because I'm like, fuck yes, Black Peppa. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's clearly my favorite. Clearly, I think going to be a lot of people's favorite from the moment she entered.
Absolutely. I think they can just call. I mean, it's literally like RuPaul. I want a season where RuPaul's like, actually, I'm ready to crown someone.
Exactly.
Let's stop.
Simone, would you step forward?
I mean, we've been in touch with the doctors and
exactly.
You are sickening.
Right.
Oh, sleepy queen. Here comes a sleepy fashion queen. This girl was tired. Starlet.
Yeah.
Starlet looks great.
Yeah, Blair St. Clair vibes.
Very that. My God, Blair St. Clair after two Zannies.
Yeah, very.
Look, she looks great.
Kind of like looks pretty, but I kind of forgot about her.
Totally forgot about her. She should have been in the bottom, but you know, the show's produced and it's hilarious.
What do you think sminty mean? Like, what is that, a term, like a phrase?
Is it like a smint? Have you ever had like a smint?
No,
like
what is smints? That?
Smints are like mints.
But
I don't know.
They're called smints?
They're called smints.
Oh, then I guess that would make sense, but I've never heard of it.
I don't know, but maybe someone who is British can explain to us what the hell, because there's so many references that
I
were brought up.
I would love to know. Yeah, smint. Let me know. I would love to know. Or I could just go to www.google.com.
Internet.com. Next, coming in this workroom. Oh, another stunner. Miss Jonbers Blonde.
Jonbers. What is that?
I hate the name.
Jonbers.
It's so dumb.
But do we think it's a British thing?
It must be, of course. She's Jonbers, from Belfast.
Jonbers Blonde. Jonbers
Blonde.
I thought it was a JonBenet reference, but I think it must be an English thing.
I wish he was like, I just had pineapple and milk and my brother kills me. Yeah. That would be everything.
I think that she's going to be like a Bosco type.
Yes, she could. I don't know why she strikes me as funny. She'll be funny.
Brainy, funny, like high art kind of vibes. Mm-hmm. But also I kind of forgot about her by the end. So she might come through midway through the season or something.
Big personalities. So we'll see how that shakes out. Because Oh my God. The entrance of fucking Black Peppa.
I had to rewind it like five times to see if I could tell that she was wearing a mask of her own face.
I could not tell.
Incredible. It was
incredible. Wow. Holy shit.
You could even hear somebody in the room go, I'm obsessed.
Yes. She's incredible.
Also, fuck Salt. It's just like, okay, crown her immediately.
And her hair. Her hair.
Amazing.
Her confessional look is beautiful. I love her.
She looks, she's got like, it's like my sister has that hair when she like in like humidity. And it's my favorite, my very favorite thing in the world. It's like, I love it.
Oh, yeah. I think it's always like a flattering look on a person.
Me too. I think it's so rad.
Ugh.
Yeah, she's just, I mean, you just want to know her.
You want to know her. You want to be friends with her. She's fashion and funny.
She's incredible. I mean, yeah. And like, she's really isn't just pretty, has an interesting face, which I always think is fascinating.
Right. Yeah, that is true. She's like a beautiful alien in some
ways. Yes, I love it. I love the alien.
Just May comes in. Does she have a cramp? What is she holding? Her side. what is that? What are you doing?
Oh, brother.
Just May comes in and I'm sorry, but immediately you're like, okay, this one is maybe not at the level some of the other girls are.
She's doing like what feels like, you know, Spice Girls light.
Totally, man. They just fucking Midsummer threw her onto the stone plank and hammered her out. She just felt like a sacrifice to me through and through.
And she says she's like a host, right? Like she's a hostess.
Right.
Yeah.
She has the hosting skills. And that's great.
Fine, but yeah. But
That's not enough. That's
very like, forgettable very quickly. Yeah.
These girls can do all of that. Like,
yeah. And yeah, a million times over, probably.
Right. That part.
I do. I am like fascinated by like who chooses to do what mug. Mm-hmm. Because up until basically Michael, the designer friend who's a Drag Race designer and super fan, like genuinely had to explain to me, like I'm a like dumb straight guy, that like the way they do their mugs and their eyebrows are different and like signature. And it kind of was like a weird breakthrough for me that I should have noticed on my own, but it took somebody else to explain to me that like, oh wow, like Trixie's look is so distinct and that serves a purpose. And to see that now with like Bosco's eyebrows or you know, Gottmik's or even
Danny Beard?
Beard. Daddy Beard.
I think it's Danny Beard.
Danny Beard.
I like Daddy Beard. Daddy Beard. Daddy Ooh, that's Beard. Fun. It's like your masculine girlfriend who covers up your gayness.
Daddy Beard. That's hilarious. Anyway, I just think it's fascinating to like look at how they change their makeup and why.
And the conversation has changed so much. It used to be like, just be pretty. Like, and now that conversation I feel like is gone.
Because it went from female impersonator to cartoon.
Right.
And I'm not saying that with a judgment. I'm just saying like that's what it's become. And so it's fascinating to look at someone like Just May, where we might be underwhelmed by her like her whole vibe, but like up close, it's like still cool face, cool makeup.
Yeah, very cool. I mean, we're here for the creation. And I think we're past the moment where people are like, that's so Trixie.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like people did that, unfortunately, with, of course, Rock'em Sakura, where they're like, you're being Trixie. It's like, no, I'm using makeup.
Yeah, I feel like I have no, like, you know, stake in the game in that sense where I don't want to say Rock'em's doing this or someone's doing that. It's like I couldn't do a sliver of what they do, so I'm just in awe, you know.
Absolutely. Dakota Schiffer, beautiful.
Yes, looks so much like Laganja Estranja to me.
Oh yeah,
in the face, beautiful.
Really likable and funny. Like I don't know, like hilarious knee slapper, but you're like, I just want to hang out with you.
Yes. And like her confessional look is so retro. Like everything about her is just very likable and fresh.
God, you're right. It's like giving me The Omen. I feel like I'm watching The Omen from the 70s. And something about that comforts me.
And also the idea that her reference is Scandinavia, which is like so not America. Like,
yeah,
I don't know Scandinavians, you know, but like the fact that that's such a UK thing is just a very interesting like flavor.
Yeah, she's giving ABBA. She's giving Eurovision.
I love that. I think it's so fascinating.
It's cute. It's a really cool to see that. Like, oh, I never even thought about that influence in drag.
Yeah, me either. That's what's cool about it.
Now we have Copper Top coming in, the redhead.
I didn't really get her.
Yeah. I think she's either going to have to like kind of write the course. I don't know. She's going to have to figure out like, are you going to go comedy? Are you going to go Miss Congeniality? What's your route?
Yeah, I guess I don't say that like I didn't like her. I just mean like I didn't really get what her vibe is. So I guess you're right. We'll have to wait and see.
It's a strong cast, I think. And it's, I think that's the, one of the only reasons I'm like, we're going to have to see.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. God, they all, I mean, really, like, watching it back, they all look amazing.
They all, I mean, the UK really has brought the drag. I mean, season one's right thing was like, oh, they're not doing good drag, right? That was the thing people said. But the level of drag in UK lately has really skyrocketed. And it's crazy, crazy
it
high to me.
It truly looks like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I loved her too. With the third Lil cone.
Phil.
La Phil coming in with titty cones. And a crotch cone.
I was very excited. I thought she was great. She looks amazing. And the third cone is so funny and so perfect. Like referential. And also like, it's great. Like there aren't enough Asian queens and they don't get enough, you know, they don't get enough screen time on the show. And
truly
so often it's like, I just think there needs to be more of them. And
she'll go far.
Is going to go far. She's fantastic.
She's funny. She's gorgeous. Funny.
She looks
some
beautiful.
Uniqueness to her fashion.
Yeah. And the fact that she's wearing all like tangerine is a great serve.
And for the listeners, I just got to say, this is, I need to figure out why UK is so strong and Down Under is so not. I don't know why. Help me understand, but
because RuPaul's
God.
Not there, maybe. I don't know.
She is.
She's not in Down Under, and right? Oh, she is there?
She is.
Oh, that's
what I can't figure out. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I'm going to say the production team is better in the UK.
Could be possible.
Cheddar Gorgeous keeps getting the veteran card, but holy shit, she looks incredible.
Yeah, she's like got that Lee Bowery vivacious vibe that is just so
she's
so
like a succubus
stunning.
For Moschino. I mean it's amazing. It's awesome.
She's like she's a club kid scary, which is like not my thing per se, but I'm, you know, you're just blown away by the moment she walks in.
And you look at, like, when I look at things like this style, I'm just like, how did you think of that? You know what I mean? Like, how did you know that would look good?
Of course. I mean, that's how I feel about all of them, quite honestly.
Fair. 100%.
Genuinely, because I'm like, I go to like Marshall's and get overwhelmed, or, you know, these guys are like planning out the most incredible jaw-dropping stuff.
So true. Okay, we're going to come back, talk these runways. But first, silence, Elliot. I'm going to take a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow. Well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Bring back my break. Oh my God. We're going to talk these runways. Look, this episode's big and juicy and full. So we're just going to do a quick run through, a chirping and burping of these runways. Any other impressions that came up for you, let me know.
Yeah, I just thought they were referencing British TV, right?
The BBC. Sure, yeah, it was like all BBC stuff.
I don't know any of it other than Antiques Roadshow, and I know Absolutely Fabulous, but that's really it.
That was it for me too. Please update us on what we're missing, as our listeners love to. Occasionally, you know, I used to have a segment occasionally called Text a Tart, where you get the British tea from an insider like Kirby Howell Baptiste.
Oh.
Someone like that who is very British. So we'll see. Okay. Rue, Joanna Lumley, We Live.
Graham Norton, Michelle.
They're great. Yeah. I gotta say, I love them.
Joanna Lumley is extra great because she holds back a little, and it's just enough to be like, you know, to have that sense of withholding that feels naughty.
Yeah.
It's a good tactic as a judge.
It is a good tactic as a judge, because then she just like kind of gives like a wink to the one she likes.
Especially the one who's dressed like her. Like, she could have stood up and screamed, but instead she gave a sort of like a knowing nod. And it's like, okay, I see what she's doing.
I see. Cheddar Gorgeous giving test card clown.
I get it.
I love it.
Horrifying. I get it. Yeah, very scary, but I get it.
Very scary. I get it. I would definitely have to chirp this.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know the first thing about the reference.
I'm not the person to chirp and burp, though, because I'm like in awe of anything anybody does. It's so naive. But I will say JonBenet, I know, JonBenet.
No, JonBenet Blonde.
JonBenet Blonde. Even I was like, uh-oh. Uh-oh.
You said,
feels off. Uh-oh.
Yeah, what was it? Was it the color palette? I think maybe icy blue is kind of a hard thing in
drag.
The
makeup for some reason looks discolored.
Uh-huh.
But also she said, it was very funny. I'm thinking, I made this earlier, right? Like she says, basically like I made him, it's terrible. I'm thinking, I made this.
Yeah. it's
great.
It's also a hard thing to like, I don't know, whatever. It's impossible.
It's all hard.
It's also hard because, right, the second you take a risk, you're like, oh, I spent 2 hours figuring out how to paint my face in blue and white. And they're like, exactly. Oh, well, we hate it.
Exactly. Or someone like some idiot like me who's like, who wears like shit from Cotton On is like, hate it, you know?
And I'm so dumb, I don't even know what Cotton On is.
It's a store that it's a mall store that I thought was, I was like, what kind of store called Cotton? What kind of name is that? And then I would go there like as a bit, and now I love it. It's like I wear tissues basically. I love like the shittiest clothes possible because I'm so accident prone and like such a like a dog lesbian person, always messy. So I just want as much not like trash from Cotton On as I can find.
I get it. I dress like an adult baby. I'm like t-shirts and short shorts. So, okay, next, let's go and get LaPhil's Pudsey
fun.
Bear.
Very
sure.
Fun.
Why not?
Yeah, it's cute. It's, you know, it's not, is it the most like artistically challenging thing possible? No, but it's still super fun. But then, of course, she's followed by Sminty Drop, who looks like
Jesus.
I don't have, you know, I don't have words.
No, she makes that lamp from the a Christmas movie look like a fucking dog shit ugly.
I have no words. I mean, I know it's a podcast, so it's not the best place to be speechless, but she looks like
unreal.
Like royalty, like sexy royalty. It's
crazy.
When a man is able to make a cisgender man is able to make his body give it the illusion of a female body, it's so astounding to me. It really is like a sort of magic.
It is wild, especially because obviously they're not working with padding and they just have a very aesthetically snatched body.
Yeah.
This is the thing. It is fun to look at a snatched body. But these pieces are also like gorgeous and porcelain-esque. It's amazing. It's such a chirp.
Yes, it's a very much a chirp.
Baby is Rasta Mouse. Sure.
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 It's all right. I thought it was cool that she pointed out that the Nigerian dreads were like a specific, I think she said that, right? That like that was like a specific look. Is that right?
I don't know. It all happened so fast.
It happened so fast.
I was just looking for the mouse ears, but yeah. She looks good. She looks good. Beautiful.
She can give me like Shea Coulee vibes.
Very that. Dakota Schiffer giving Anne Boleyn, giving to Dorian Slut.
Yes. She looks great. Yeah.
I love it. I love the neck. Love the bloodies.
Feels like Violet Chachki-esque.
Oh, yeah. She definitely was not in the bottom two. That is fucking stupid production. Yeah,
that was wild.
Stupid. Danny Beard as Mr. Blobby.
Danny Beard was great. That was awesome. Like, okay, this is going to be one of those like fan, I imagine like a fandom moment where people are just going to like this is going to be like a key element to fan art across social media.
Oh yeah. Very Jimbo-esque, very clown, very
kimchi a little bit.
Oh yeah. Very that. We're going for art. Art. Did somebody mention art? Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's a chirp. Okay, Just May as Queen Victoria bust. It stuck out because the other ones were so polished.
Yeah, and like dare I say, and I hate to say it because I don't have a leg to stand on, but I know that the judges are thinking it's costumey.
Right.
And you just I know this vocabulary by now that they're going to say it's costumey.
Yeah, again, if you saw it in person, jaw-dropping. You know what I mean? If you saw it at a gay bar, you'd be like, what the fuck? But when you look at just the level of tailoring on these other girls, it sticks out, unfortunately.
Copper Top's very funny because, I mean, it's funny. It's goofy. It's silly. But also, I love that there's like soup on her private
part. Oh, I love it. And the Chiron, the fact that I'm reading a Chiron that says waitress in two soups sketch.
So funny.
Makes me happy.
Yeah, she's you get it here and she's funny. And so this is probably the direction she's going to go in until they tell her to show us a different flavor.
Right. Sometimes it can be too much when every single catwalk is funny.
Yes.
Like Utica. Okay, this is cute though. Next starlet is Patsy Stone. Oh, yeah. She's right there.
It's excellent.
It's great. And the walk is right. I mean, that's the walk.
Yeah, I know what Ab Fab is, but I never watched it, but obviously I know the vibe and she definitely nailed it. But again, like I said before, you would, you know, even with all the like cute little touches and the fun stitching on the back, I would imagine you'd still want Joanna Lumley to like be a little bit more effusive, but you know, she's not going to give it.
She's not going to give it. I love that you clocked that. Yeah, that is so funny that she's not, because like something like a Selena Gomez will be like, you're doing me. Yeah. But no, not her.
Mm-mm.
Del Boy. Pixie is Del Boy, of course. And we all know who that is. So there's no need to even talk about it. Yeah, of course.
The Del Boy.
Oh, God. I remember the first time I saw Del Boy, I was laughing or emotional.
Big old Del Boy. Look, we don't know who that is, but like the body in the suitcase was a great reference to something that we don't know, but I'm sure it's very funny.
It was cool. Obviously, it was a male-female kind of drag, and I thought the pieces that were tailored very lovely.
That is what I like about drag and even celebrity drag race, is like watching how drag queens make a man into a drag character.
Yes.
That's fun to me.
It is very fun. And we're getting a better appreciation for the androgyny as, you know,
as time goes on.
Time in the world happens.
Right.
We have another Mr. Blobby from Black Peppa.
It's amazing. I mean, it's Evie Oddly.
God, it's 100%. Very everything everywhere all at once, too, with these hot dog fingers.
It really is. I'm you know, it's great. It's this, the dress, I don't know what you call it, a dress. It's not a gown, but like skirt.
Amazing.
I don't know. It's just astounding.
It's Nickelodeon chic.
Yeah,
it's
I love awesome. That. I love it.
It's so good. Yeah. Okay. That was our first BBC runway. So thankfully we got every single reference and the listeners feel very validated. Now they're doing signature drag. I love that. It's just like, be good. Just be good.
Just be good. Just be, do your thing and be good. And yeah.
Okay. Cheddar Gorgeous coming out, giving God of War.
Yeah.
Very that.
I love it.
She's funny.
It's interesting because in comparison to the last round with Just May, she's able to make like brown or like copper chocolate, that tone, look really high end versus Just May, who made it look kind of janky.
Womp, womp.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the pieces, the reflective headpiece.
It's really cool.
Did you ever play the video game Soul Calibur? Tekken, whatever. She looks like a fighter in a crazy ass fighting game.
I would choose her.
Oh, absolutely. Because we always choose the girls.
That's right.
Oh my God. Do you remember Orchid from Killer Instinct?
Yes, I do.
Gay awakening
Orchid,
for me.
Yes.
Orchid was my bitch.
Yes.
Who's next? Miss JonBenet Blonde. Giving
Did you say that was her dad's motocross like outfit?
I think so.
Which I can appreciate very much.
It looks great. It looks great. It's got to be a chirp for me. It's very cool.
She looks great. It's very like, I mean, again, this has been pointed out to me by my friends who are like better at being gay than I am. But I guess I like when drag queens look like strippers.
Yeah.
I love it.
I do too.
It's great. Sonique.
It's fun.
Cameron, I love a stripper.
You love strippers.
I'm
with you. I love sluts.
Yep.
I unironically, just love sluts. I love whores. It's a very wonderful part of our culture.
Yes.
Le Phil giving red.
She's just like immediately, I don't know. She just captures the eye. Like her facial, her facial expressions alone are really interesting, but like the way that she, like the color of it's a monochromatic look, and yet it's just so dynamic.
Yeah, she's great. She's having a lot of fun.
I'm really pulling for her already. I would love to see her win or get close to it.
Me too. Sminty Drop.
Also astounding.
Astounding. Amazing.
Again, as somebody who knows, I just keep wanting to use the disclaimer that I know nothing, like, because nothing. But I do know as a layman, just like a regular viewer, that it's like, her face and the makeup and the hair and like the choice to have leather gloves and boots are so unique and
it's
innovative
wild.
That it's just like she's doing something different.
The level, the wig. How the fuck did you get this wig here?
Do you do that?
And then it's like to put all that effort into one look.
I know. For like 15 seconds.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's genuinely jaw-dropping.
It's insane. It's such a chirp.
This was baby. This is where she shows the uniquely Nigerian
right.
hairstyle.
And
it's so cool. It's like, I just learned something totally new about global culture that I had no idea about. And it looks
so
amazing.
Cool.
And she's just got, you know, she's doing red differently than La Phil. And it's also
her butt.
Her big juicy butt. Yes.
Is that her real butt? It doesn't matter if it's
her.
It looks like it might be her real juicy, beautiful butt. I can't
she
tell.
She just has such a... Like, she seems so lovely to hang out with. I don't know why.
Oh, she's so cool.
So
God,
cool
like
and
cool.
Pretty. Yeah, she's like Shay. Like, that's why I get Shay vibes.
Love her. I mean, the talent is staggering in this cast. I'm excited. It's a chirp.
Very much so.
Dakota Schiffer.
Fun.
It's cute. You know, it's like, it's unfortunate. You know, it is maybe not as cuckoo crazy grand as some of the other stuff, but it's pretty. It's very pretty.
That's sort of that's what's like interesting about the whole show to me is that like she looks beautiful and the look is kind of like, I don't know, simple, but also like simple in a pretty chic way. Mm-hmm. But because I don't know for sure, I'm like afraid to be like, it's boring, but I do feel like it's a little boring.
It's a little boring. I mean, it's a pretty dress. The accessories are cute, but you're not like, oh my God, this is a concept. You're like, oh, this is pretty.
This is pretty. That's right.
Danny Bead.
She's just, I'm intrigued, and I'm getting not just like Gottmik because she has the white mug, but Gottmik because she's really mixing like these like punk club kid,
yes,
high art, you
it's
know,
a little Hellraiser
Basquiat vibes. Hellraiser. Yes. I love the like fit. I guess that you'd call that like, is she trying to look like she has a fit, like an old school fade, or is it like this is a hat?
That is a good question. It is like just puzzling, and it's giving me also like mecha space priest.
Yes.
I don't know, but again, it's definitely a chirp. It's cool and it all works.
Yeah, I love it. I wonder if all of her mugs are going to be that same white like Gottmik.
I think they'll make her change it up. It's cool.
Yeah.
Just May giving more ginger spice.
You know, honestly, at this point, you can just tell that it's like she just doesn't seem confident. And nor do I blame her. I'm sure it's very nerve-wracking. But like the moment she walks out, her vibe is just a little like slumped over a little bit. As you could see her like shoulders are... She's just not as confident as the other queens, and it shows.
Yeah, I know. And then, I mean, the look is cute, but again, it's just these people have slaughtered and pissed and shit all over this runway, and this is cute.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, the ginger fag carrot top look, ginger and fagulous, reclaiming the word.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I mean, the dress shape is really cool and everything.
Yeah, I guess I get what she's going for. But I don't know if, like you said, Utica, and I kind of get the same vibe where it's like, it's cool, it's impressive, but I'm interested in seeing what more she does.
It's a weird note, but like her hairline is pretty close to her eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm someone who's also a hairy three-headed beast. So it's like that can be really hard for wig stuff to like when it, 'cause it's encroaching on the more feminine, I don't know, shape there. And that's something she might learn, unfortunately, only after being on TV.
What a like cool thing that you noticed.
Yeah, I had.
Truly, I would never think to even figure that out or notice that. And I think that's very admirable.
It's taking us out of the fantasy just a little bit.
Yeah.
Starlet. Giving fantasy, giving
Tinkerbell,
Luma, giving Tinkerbell. It's pretty stunning.
Yeah, she's very, very pretty. I mean, again, I haven't watched last season, but I just get the Crystal Versace Blair St. Clair vibe.
It's very that. She's got to speak up because the second you say I'm soft spoken, but I'm like a weirdo with my friends, it's like, no, you're dead. You're dead is what you are.
You're dead on arrival.
Next. Pixie Polite. Yeah, this wasn't amazing. This sort of this rainbow felt in the clouds.
As the judges say, crafty.
It was crafty. It was crafty. God damn it.
I
like her.
I like her, but I don't need more rainbows, honestly. Like,
I know, rainbows are done.
Rainbows are done.
Especially in runway fashion.
Exactly, exactly. It kind of takes you away from it.
Black Peppa, holy shit. Like Michelle said, Quality Street, chocolate, purple, satin. Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't really, there are no words for it because it's just so amazing. And the fact that the headpiece falls off, it's like, okay, who cares? Like,
yeah.
Okay, so that happened. Moving on.
Yeah. Damn. And it looks like a piece is broke off. Whatever. Yeah, it's stunning. It's perfect. Doesn't matter. And they gave her the win because she's just so, she was so effortless when it fell off.
And the way that grape jelly purple looks on her should not really work on other people. And yet it just like, she just looks incredible.
The shape.
Yeah.
The puffy elbows.
She's the one to beat.
Absolutely. Again, RuPaul, you can stop whenever you want. You can stop the season whenever you want, if you want.
That's truly right.
So let's go ahead and talk. Right. We all know that, of course, Miss Black Peppa wins. What a treat. And we'll talk about the bottom two, which I think was very manufactured. It was Just May and Dakota Schiffer.
Yeah, should not have been Dakota.
No, but I think it's a production trick. It makes you feel safe. Unfortunately, this is the fucked up truth, is they're like someone we are ready to let go of and someone we absolutely cannot let go of.
Of course.
It sets you up to be more invested.
I feel like Pixie could have potentially been the other one in the bottom. But I don't think they would have liked they probably wouldn't have loved the optics of
optics.
The two big girls going against each other.
I know.
Dakota looked a lot more like there was a, you know, specific through line to her style that I think didn't get lost on me, at least.
I also would have put Starlet in the bottom because she's pretty, but very boring.
Yeah.
But again, thin. They love it.
They love it. They love it.
And this was a pretty fun I mean, again, neither one of them slaughtered.
No.
But Dakota is so likable and easy to watch.
Yeah, she's just bouncing, whereas like Just May is not really doing much of anything.
Yeah.
There's not much going on here.
Damn.
But I do love that song. I love Mabel.
Yes.
It's such a good song.
Oh my God. I didn't know the song. So I was listening to it the first time and going, oh my God, an actually good song.
And she's also, I think if I'm not mistaken, she's the daughter of Nene Cherry, who's from like the 90s, and the niece of Eagle Eye Cherry.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Cause Nene Cherry is, I think, Swedish, I think. And she was pretty big in the early 90s and really, really amazing. And her brother.
You're telling me Eagle Eye Cherry's real last name is Cherry?
And his real first name is Eagle Eye, apparently.
Shut your fucking mouth.
I'm not sure. I'm not 100% positive, but I'm pretty sure that's the case.
Shut the fuck up, Elliot.
I'm pretty sure.
That's wild.
Google that when we're done.
Well, on www.internet.com.
Internet.com, that's right. For all your resources. For all your research purposes on the internet.
I'm very excited about this season. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I'm going to keep watching, actually.
It's going to be good. I'm having a good vibe.
Yes. Again, I'm if Rue's there, I'm there. If not, I'm not interested.
Unfortunately, that is a fair take. Rue is very good at hosting the show she created. I mean,
it's,
come on.
Well, it's interesting that like the franchise has transcended enough that like people watch in Thailand and people watch in Canada without Rue.
Sure.
And they're still invested. For me, I'm like, I need Rue there. She's the face of the brand. And like her sense of humor is just so distinct that you can't really, I don't know. Yeah. I can't rest it all on Brooklyn Heights shoulders.
Yeah, I know. Heavy is the head. Yeah, I think you're unfortunately right. And the other hosts have the unfavorable task of being
trying.
Another RuPaul.
Exactly.
Yeah. Damn. Well, that's it. That's the coverage. Man, we gave you a lot of Drag Race coverage. We're amazing.
Yeah, that was a lot. We blew right through it.
We blew. And remind us where we can support you, find you, listen to you, Elliot.
I thought you were going to say support me financially.
I thought you were saying remind us where we can blow you. That's Folsom Street Fair.
It's onlyfans.com. No, you can follow me just Elliot Glazer on and all the platforms. I'm growing as I grow older. I move away from social media, but
sure.
I'm still active and I'm still trying to do stuff. But also you can listen to my podcast, You're Making It Worse, on which you've been a guest, where we complain about being gay. So if that's
your
vibe, you're welcome to join.
It's really fantastic. And you guys got to go listen to that. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Well, there are butts. There are butts. There's always butts.
Big, juicy butts. Elliot, I adore you. You're fun. You're funny. You're
right
smart. Gay.
Thank
TM.
You. Smart gay.
I adore you. And I need to see you in the real world very soon,
I hope. Yes, please. I would love that.
Well, and if you like Drag Her Podcast, remember, follow us at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram and support us by giving us a 5-star review with words and letters and sentences on Apple Podcasts. It really helps. And until next time, let the music play.
That was a HeadGum Original.